The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to check out some of the festivals and events going on in 2020 around the Triangle. And let's start out with next month, February 13th through the 15th. It's the Hayti Heritage Film Festival. The festival in Durham is a signature event each year to keep Southern Black film alive. New and veteran artists screen films before a diverse crowd of film enthusiasts, while vendors provide great food, beverages, arts, and crafts. The center preserves and advances the heritage and culture of the historic Hayti community in Durham, North Carolina, and the African American experience through programs that benefit the broader community locally, nationally, and globally. The festival site is the Hayti Heritage Center. The 34th Annual International Festival of Raleigh is coming up March 6th through the 8th. Discover the world in Raleigh. Celebrate the cultures of the globe at the 34th International Festival of Raleigh, and enjoy 3 days of international food, dance, music, culture, and fun. This takes place at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Lest we forget, the Art of Cool Festival, held in downtown Durham. The annual Cool Fest, or Art of Cool Fest, it is a celebration of alternative soul and jazz music. The 3-day extravaganza features 20-plus nationally touring performers, along with 2 outdoor stages and 5 venues. Past performers include Anthony Hamilton, Snarky Puppy, and Roy Ayers. The Art of Cool Fest will be held in April. Specific dates have not been announced. All right, ready for this one? Sandwiches. The Raleigh Grilled Cheese Festival. That's coming up Saturday, May 2nd. Let your taste buds run wild as you sample some of the best and most delicious grilled cheese sandwiches around. Apart from the cheesy goodness, they'll also have live music, games and activities, a cash bar, and vendors. That's at the MAC. Vegan festivals coming up this spring. Several of them are scattered around North Carolina this year. Here's the list I have so far. Raleigh on Sunday, April 5th, Fayetteville, Saturday, May 16th, Triad Fest in Greensboro is Saturday, June 20th, and a ways down the road, there's one in Wake Forest on November 1st. Vegan festivals. The second annual North Carolina Hip Hop Festival is set for June 19th through the 21st. A location for the festival is unknown at this point. The Hopscotch Music Festival returns this year with their events set for September 10th through the 12th. And this will be year number 11 for Hopscotch, known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its programming highlights this diversity each year, with official programming stretching across 12 walkable venues. Hopscotch is a citywide celebration for locals and not-so-local music fans. All right. And the IBMA World of Bluegrass, of course, set for September 29th through October 3rd. This is the largest integrated platform for bluegrass music in the world. From professional to fan, it's where the bluegrass music community comes to connect, discover, and grow in bluegrass music. They accomplish the goal through four main World of Bluegrass events. There's a business conference, showcases, an awards show, and, of course, the festival itself. Time now for a look at what's coming up at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Tuesday through Sunday, January 14th through the 19th, Come From Away. This New York Times critics pick takes you into the heart of the remarkable true story of 7,000 stranded passengers and the small town in Newfoundland that welcomed them following the tragedy of 9/11. Monday, January 20th, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson. An astrophysicist goes to the movies, the sequel. From The Wizard of Oz to Mary Poppins to Interstellar, this show is an entertaining and enlightening review of all the science that our favorite movies got wrong, combined with some of the stuff they actually got right. Sunday, January 26, it's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. These guys, 71 chart hits during the 1960s, including 19 in the top 10 and 8 number ones. Tuesday through Sunday, January 28th through February 2nd, it's Rent, a reimagining of Puccini's La Bohème. Rent follows an unforgettable year in the lives of seven artists struggling to follow their dreams without selling out. Friday, February 7th, it's Nashville Songwriters. Six top country songwriters sing their hits and share their stories, bringing fans closer to the creative process that has produced some of the biggest hits in country music. Saturday, February 8th, it's Joe Coy, Just Kidding World Tour. As one of today's premier stand-up comedians, Coy sells out theaters and arenas around the world and has been breaking ticket sale records with his infectious and explosive energy on stage. Sunday, February 9th, the big guy, Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart Tour. With worldwide record sales in the millions and dozens of platinum and gold albums to his credit, Bennett is a musician who touches the hearts and souls of audiences with his legendary vocals and charming stage presence. His long list of achievements spanning over 60 years includes 19 Grammys, including the prestigious Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, making this artist a true international treasure. 2020 marks the 70th anniversary of his professional recording career. Also coming up at DPAC, Tuesday through Sunday, February 11th through the 16th, it's Mean Girls. Wednesday, February 19th, Dancing with the Stars Live. Thursday, February 20th, Blippi Live. Friday, February 21st, an evening of entertainment. This is in partnership with the Durham Public Schools Scholarship Foundation and the Durham Public Schools, presenting their spectacular musical showcase, an evening of entertainment which features 500 talented choral and dance students while generating college scholarships for Durham Public Schools seniors. Then Sunday, February 23rd, it's the Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh, Friday and Saturday, January 17 and 18, the music of Elton John featuring Michael Cavanaugh. North Carolina Symphony Pop Series event. Cavanaugh, his energetic band, and the North Carolina Symphony will pay tribute to Sir Elton John's greatest hits, including Rocket Man, Tiny Dancer, Candle in the Wind, Crocodile Rock, Benny and the Jets, and so many more. This is at Mamandi Concert Hall. The concert on Friday is at 8, and then it's at 3 and 8 on Saturday. Saturday, January 18th, Jesse Cook, a Juno-winning master guitarist. Cook is known for his intoxicating fusion of world music. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Monday, January 20th, the 40th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Noon Observation and Evening Musical Celebration. Event set for noon and 5:30 at Mamandi Concert Hall. Friday, January 24th, A Nest of Singing Birds, Songs and Stories from the Appalachian Mountains. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 24 and 25, Brahms Piano Concerto No. 2, the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Friday and Saturday, Friday, January 24th, and Sunday, January 26th. Leoncavallo Pagliacci, North Carolina Opera. Canio and his wife Netta lead a band of traveling carnival players in late 19th century southern Italy. They are the live, in-person social media of the day, greeted with wild cheers wherever they go. Thursday, January 30th through Sunday, February 16th, it's Rhapsody in Blue. This is a Carolina Ballet event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5. Again, a North Carolina Symphony Classical Series event at Mamandi Concert Hall. Tuesday through Sunday, February 11th through the 16th, it's Kinky Boots, North Carolina Theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 14 and 15, Swing is the Thing, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series at Mamandi Concert Hall. Tuesday, February 18th, Lawrence Brownlee in recital. This is a North Carolina opera event. Brownlee has conquered opera houses and concert halls worldwide with his dazzling, high-flying performances. This one on Tuesday, February 18th, will take place at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 21st, it is the 11th annual Raleigh Blues Festival. The festival features Tucka, Pokey Bear, Nellie Tiger Travis, Roy C., Lacey, and Big G, and this is all at Memorial Auditorium. And on Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22, Johnny Mathis with his Voice of Romance tour. This is at Mamandi Concert Hall. And back to Durham we go for Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, January 17th, an evening with Travis Tritt. More than 25 years after Travis launched his music career, the Grammy Award-winning artist continues to sell out shows and stay true and relevant to country music fans across the globe. Saturday, January 18th at Carolina Theater, Riding with Joe Crack. Now in its 16th year of production, Campaign for Change incorporates today's top music hits, live performances by professional recording artists, spoken word, and a riveting message delivered by prominent speaker Vegas Dawn. and this event starts at 1 o'clock. That same day, Saturday, January 18th, it's the Motown Throwdown Tribute. The historical journey starts at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, January 21st, Three Dog Night. Thursday, January 23rd, Jake Shimabukuro. Friday, January 31st, The Second City, laughing for all the wrong reasons. Saturday, February 1st, ICCA South Quarterfinal. That starts at 7. Thursday, February 6th, the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute. Of course, you know, Fab Four, they're talking about a Beatles tribute band. Of course, Friday, February 7th, it is Tim and Eric, 2020 Mandatory Attendance World Tour. Tim and Eric return to the road for a world tour filled with more spoofs, goofs, and insanity, including some very special surprises we can't talk about right now. So why bring them up? Saturday, February 8th, Kathleen Madigan, the 8 o'clock happy hour tour. Wednesday, February 12th, The Doors, Break On Through. This event is a celebration of Ray Manzarek. This is a hybrid concert and documentary. The Doors were born when Ray Manzarek met Jim Morrison on Venice Beach in 65. Ray became the beating heart of the Doors and the architect of their intoxicating keyboard sound. There are two shows at Carolina Theater, one at 7, the other at 9:30. Thursday, February 13th, Tao Drum Heart. More than 800 million spectators across the world have been touched by Drum Tao. Drum Tao's stage is created through phenomenal performances and expressions consisting of incomparable Wadaiko drums and the beautiful mesmerizing melody of Japanese flutes and harps. Friday, February 14th, Carolina Theater, Arlo Guthrie, the 2020 tour. Saturday, February 15th, the 12th Annual Hippo Awards. And Sunday, February 16th, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Light Shines Out of Darkness. Okay, let's take a look at some of the Performing Arts Center schedules around the Triangle. The Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, February 15th, A Fine Bromance with Jeff Creedy and Tally Sessions. Saturday, March 21st, Angelina Ballerina, the musical. Angelina and her friends are all aflutter because a special guest is coming to visit Commembert Academy. They will perform all types of dance, including hip-hop, modern dance, the Irish jig, and, of course, ballet. Saturday, April 25th, Bryce Pinkham, the Tony Award and Grammy nominee, played a union doctor who wasn't very nice in the PBS hit Mercy Street, but theater fans know him as one of the hottest young stars on The Great White Way. And then Saturday, May 2nd, the Drifters. Let me do that again. The Drifters. It's Showtime series. Their story began in 1953 when Clyde McFatter, then a member of the Dominoes, quit that group. There were three golden eras of the Drifters, the early 50s, the 60s, and the early 70s. And there have been more than 60 vocalists in the history of the Drifters. All right, let's check out the Clayton Center. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, February 21st, New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players. That's at 8 o'clock. I already said that. Friday, March 20th, Susan Werner and David Miles. And then Saturday, April 18th, Don Friesen and Brad Upton. At the Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events start at 7:30 in Les Nodin. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 30th and 31st, and February 1st, Pride and Prejudice, presented by Stageworks Theater. When the independent-minded Elizabeth meets the handsome but enigmatic Mr. Darcy, she is determined not to let her feelings triumph over her own good sense. But the truth turns out to be slipperier than it seems. In a society where subtle snubs and deceit proliferate, it is possible for Elizabeth and Darcy to look beyond his pride and her prejudice. Friday, February 7th, Black History Month, they're showing Glory Road. Again, this is events at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Saturday, February 8th, Rosie Reverie, Engineer and Friends. Saturday, February 15th, comedian Tony Deo. Friday, February 21st, America's Sweethearts. Saturday, February 22nd, Black History Month once again with a showing of The Best of Enemies. And Friday, February 28th, the final Black History Month movie, The Vernon Johns Story. All right, let's check out what's going on in Apex at the Halley Cultural Arts Center. The classical concert series, all shows on Sundays at 3. January 19th, Golden Strings with chamber music for flute and strings. And then on March 15th, Dueling Violins with David and Christine Kilbride. The Jazz Live concert series are on Saturday starting at 7:30 on the 25th of January. L.A. vocalist Gary Brumberg. And March 14th, Chicago vocalist Denise Times. Saturday, February 8th, there's the Triangle Russian Festival that includes traditional Russian food and desserts. And that show is, that festival is from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And the fifth year in Apex this year. Saturday, February 15th, the LOVE show, performances at 3 and 7. Saturday, February 29th, Bring History Alive. This is Harriet Tubman. It is one thing to read about people and events in history books, but it's another to attend an interactive, live, dramatic presentation about famous women in American history, such as Harriet Tubman. She's a humanist, scout, and spy. This enslaved woman committed foot bail and for approximately 12 years became one of the most prolific conductors of the Underground Railroad. The performance is by Carolyn Evans. Then Saturday, March 7th, it's the Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble at 7:30. Well, Dreamville Festival, the popular music festival from rapper J. Cole, will return to Raleigh's Dix Park April 4th this year. You may remember that the event sold out last year, so make sure you get your tickets if you're wanting to go. The inaugural Dreamville Festival was held this past April after being postponed from its original date due to Hurricane Florence. It was the first major concert event at Dix Park. All right, amphitheaters in the region. Friday, June 19th at Cocobooth, it's Revolution and special guest, the Good Vibes Summer Tour 2020. And that's all that is scheduled for this year currently. At Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Saturday, April 18th, Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, Slack Tide Tour. Tuesday, June 2nd, the Lumineers, 3, the World Tour. Thursday, June 4th, Kenny Chesney, Jalaxification Tour 2020. Saturday, June 20th, the Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald, 50th Anniversary Tour. Tuesday, June 23rd, it is Alanis Morissette, the World Tour 2020. Saturday, July 4th, the Black Crowes, Shake Your Moneymaker Tour. Friday, July 10th, it is Thomas Rhett, Centerpoint Road Tour with Cole Swindell. Saturday, July 11th, Tedeschi Trucks Band, the Wheel of Slow Tour. And let me get that again. The Wheels of Soul Tour with the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Saturday, July 25th, Lady Antebellum, Ocean Tour 2020 with Jake Owen and Maddie and Jay. Sunday, July 26th, Kids Bop Live. Monday, August 10th, Journey and the Pretenders. Friday, August 21st, Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick. Wednesday, September 9th, it's Kiss, End of the Road World Tour. And this is with David Lee Roth. Thursday, September 10th at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Rascal Flatts, Farewell, Life is a Highway Tour. That's right, they're on a farewell tour. That's Thursday, September 10th, Rascal Flatts calling it quits. Saturday, September 12th, who knows how long they'll call it quits. Saturday, September 12th, it is Maroon 5, the 2020 tour with Meghan Trainor. Then we have three events at Red Hat. Saturday, May 9th, AJR, Neo Theater World Tour Part 2. Tuesday, June 12th. Local Natives and Foals with special guest Cherry Glazer. And then on Friday, August 14th at Red Hat, David Gray, White Ladder. It is the 20th anniversary tour. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, NorthCarolinaReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.